Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hello, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today, we're continuing our focus on one of the most misunderstood issues in youth hockey today. We're talking about the rule change proposal that would move the age of legal body checking in youth hockey to the bantam level. Today, we're talking with Ken Rausch, manager with USA Hockey in the youth hockey department, who is working on teaching various skills involved with body contact and body checking. Ken has been with USA Hockey for almost 2 years after a 14-year career as coaching in the college level. Ken was a member of the 1995 NCAA National Championship team at Boston University. He's also a Pee Wee and high school coach here in Colorado Springs. Ken, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Harry.
Hey, Ken, there seems to be a bit of a misnomer out there that the rule change proposal is all about banning body checking at the Pee Wee age level. What's the rest of the story?
Well, when you say a bit of a misnomer, I think there's a lot of a misnomer, actually. And yeah, when people hear that, their first thought is they're removing checking completely from Pee-wees and that it's going to come like flag football. Anything is actually could be further from the truth. We're actually trying to promote more contact. At a younger age, what we're really trying to do at the Pee-wee level is not remove checking, but improve checking to what it once used to be, where it becomes a skill of separating a puck carrier from the puck instead of trying to intimidate and blow them up.
Good point, good point. So what's the first step in the progression of teaching checking? Does this start at with the youngest level, the mites?
Yeah, it does. It starts at mite hockey and playing cross-ice hockey, what we're referring to as red, white, and blue hockey. Just by playing in a smaller area, there's going to be more traffic. It's going to force kids to play in traffic, how the game is played today at the high levels. And by doing that, it's going to force them to keep their heads up. And by default, kids are going to bump into each other more, and we want more puck-on-puck battles or stick-on-puck battles. In the mite game as it is now, you often see the best player get it and race 180 feet on a breakaway. And as we know, if you're playing cross ice, it's only 80 feet long, so that's impossible to do. And at the mite level, we don't want to teach full checking because their brains can't comprehend that yet, but what they can comprehend is going after a puck, and by focusing on that puck, their sticks have to be on the ice, and if they run into each other, it's going to be less dangerous than when the sticks and the hands come up as they would in full checking.
So does this, what we're talking about here, how does this fit in with the principles of the American development model?
Well, one, it obviously fits in with playing cross ice at mites, and two, it's where the rule proposal actually started. It started as a skill development issue. We've since learned with sports science and long-term athletic development that the golden age of skill acquisition is that 10 to 12-year age period. And by teaching checking at that, or allowing checking at that age group, it's kind of become a skill detrimental. I've done, like you say, I coach Pee-wees now, and I've seen Pee-wee players who just completely ignore the puck on the ice, and that's not what we want. So it started as a skill initiative to try to develop more skill. And within our body checking subcommittee, Mike Milbury, of all people, said, hey, with all the data we have since learned and it's in front of us, we can't ignore the safety issues involved as well. So I don't want to say it's progressed from a skill issue to a safety issue, but the safety issue has become the prominent thing because that's all parents hear or people who want to take it out of it or take checking out of the game because it's such an emotional issue. That's all they see. And like Doc Stewart said to me and Kevin McLaughlin the other day, it's like even with people, the data staring them in the face, some people just don't want to believe it.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you progress to the squirt level, and that's when the kids start to make the transition to full ice games. How does this all play in with adding to their knowledge of checking, or more importantly, their knowledge of angling and body contact and body positioning?
Yeah, at the squirt level, they're going to start playing full ice games, but we want to see practices still in station-based and small area-based games and practice, again, to keep those areas confined, force them to play in traffic, force them to play with the heads up. And then again, at the squirt level too, we're going to start introducing a lot of off-ice training. And part of that off-ice training involves some body contact stuff. So we're teaching them to get used to it there without the fear of what I actually talked to a couple of parents or college coaches now who have Pee-wees who say getting used to the cream, mm-hmm. meaning going into the corner and getting creamed. You know, we're trying to get rid of that.
That's a good point. Well, this all brings us to the Pee-wee-age level. How difficult do you think this is going to be? One of the comments I hear from Pee-wee-age parents is well, if they have a second year Pee-wee, they've already had a year of checking. How difficult or do you think it will be for those types of Pee-wees who have a year of checking under their belt to adapt to this new rule?
I really don't think it'll be difficult at all. We actually did it this year in the Colorado Springs Amateur Hockey Association. Like I said, I coach Pee-wees. I actually oversee the whole Pee-wee division, both travel and house. Our house division this year played non-check. We allowed body contact. Actually, we allowed exactly what our rule proposal states. And the kids who were first-year Pee-wees that had gone into this actually became better players because they focused on their skills more and didn't have to worry about just trying to rough a kid up or intimidate or, you know, not worry about the puck. By forcing them to worry about the puck, they became better hockey players, played with their heads up more, and it really wasn't a tough transition at all.
Great. So what would you say to the parent of a Pee-wee player who maybe is in that situation, who has a year of checking under their belt, and what would you say to them about what the new system's going to be like?
I would say exactly that. I said, you know, do you want your player to play, your son to play football on ice, or do you want him to learn to play the game of hockey the way it's supposed to be played, with the puck? I mean, the object of the game is still to put the puck in the net and score goals. You know, last I checked, you're not getting points or extra points for smoking a guy along the boards. And that's sometimes when we're doing clinics around the ice where I help out the ADM regional managers, I've literally had to stop drills with Pee-wees before and say, fellas, this is a puck. You're supposed to put this in the net. You know, blowing each other up, you might as well become a lineman in football. You know, it's plain and simple. Which sport do you want to play?
That's a good point. Hey, some people think that this rule change makes the game more dangerous because you're introducing checking at the bantam age level where they're 2 years older, they're bigger, puberty's starting to kick in, all that kind of stuff. What's your thoughts on that opinion?
And that's where the actual rule proposal gets lost in translation. If you read the rule proposal as it is, you know, like I said, we're trying to introduce a little bit of off-ice body contact at squirts, a little bit of on-ice body contact at squirts and mites. At Pee-wees, during games, body contact is encouraged and allowed. And in practice, we want them to learn to check in practice. And one of the reasons why is in practice settings, and as you said, having coached college for 14 years, I am still yet to see a teammate run another teammate in practice because there is a respect factor in practice, where sometimes you lose that respect factor in games. So now, instead of a Pee-wee maybe going to a 1 hour, 2 hour, or 3 hour checking clinic to get ready for his first Pee-wee season of full checking, he's now had 2 years probably of checking in practice to move on to bantam, so it shouldn't be a foreign object to him.
That's a great point. Well, that leads into my next question, because it seems to me that under the current system, too often first-year Pee-wee players go through like a one-hour checking class or a learn-to-check clinic before they're thrown right into the middle of the fray. Is that an accurate statement?
It's very accurate. I actually had a hockey director say to me this weekend who ran a one-hour checking clinic for kids who were going to be first-year Pee-wees, and he's got an 11-year-old who's signing up for this, or maybe a 10 to be soon to be 11-year-old. I'm not even sure how old he was. And he says, the kid looked at me with the fear of God in his eyes and actually said to him, how bad does this get? And that's a kid who's going to take this one-hour checking clinic and be ready to play full check hockey next year. It's just crazy. You know, and Roger Grillo, I think, puts it one of the best ways with, he has an analogy with kids learning how to drive a car. You don't throw a kid the car keys at an earlier age and say, figure it out. They go through a progression. They go through driver's ed now. They have to drive a certain amount of hours with their parents. They're not allowed to drive at certain times of the night. There is a legitimate progression to doing it, and body checking should be the same way.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Ken. Ken, thanks so much for the time. I mean, this is a lot of really good information, and we really appreciate it. Well, that's all the time we have. Be sure to tune in next week when we'll be talking with Mark Cabram, the director of USA Hockey's Coaching Education Program, who will discuss how the CEP will incorporate these various fundamentals regarding checking and body contact, body angling and puck possession and things of that nature into the current coach's curriculum. For more information on body checking, you can go to usahockey.com and click on the body checking link. Thanks for joining us.